Just hours after being sworn into office and making an Oval Office address in which he promised to implement a new golden age in America, President Trump took steps to make good on the pledges that he made on the campaign trail to his Make America Great Again faithful. In one of his first acts after entering the White House to begin his second term in office, he pardoned men and women that he referred to as hostages, rioters who participated in the deadly uprising on Capitol Hill 4 years ago.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Full pardon or commutations?
Full pardon.
Among those being freed, Enrique Tarrio, leader of the far-right group The Proud Boys, serving a 22-year sentence, and Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers. He was sentenced to 18 years in jail. Other executive orders pulled America out of the Paris Climate Change Accords, proposed to end birthright citizenship in the United States, kickstarted efforts the president says will result in the deportation of millions and millions of criminal aliens from America, and ordered a state of emergency along the U.S. border with Mexico that U.S. troops will now enforce. Things are moving rapidly here as President Trump takes dramatic moves to show that this is a very different country now than it was 24 hours ago.